This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, September 15th, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. In the report this week, the British Trades Union Congress warns Donald Trump not to visit the UK. Unions in Britain pledge to fight a public service wage cap together. A new fire and safety accord is coming into effect for garment workers in Bangladesh. And the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. Unions in Britain are making it clear that U.S. President Donald Trump is not welcome in the U.K. Mr. Trump has been invited to visit the country by British Prime Minister Theresa May, but no date has been set for the visit. Speaking at the annual conference of the British Trades Union Congress this week, TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady said trade unionists in Britain were fed up.
With a USA president who seems to think that local protesters are just as bad as the neo-fascists marauding through their town. Congress, let there be no mistake, the trade union movement here in the UK stands with our US brothers and sisters in saying we condemn those anti-Semitic, women-hating, white supremacist thugs. And if President Trump sets a foot on our soil, the TUC will be proud to lead a peaceful protest. Let's send a message. Donald Trump, you are not welcome here.
All the large labour unions in the UK have committed themselves to fighting the pay cap for public employees implemented by the Conservative government with major campaigns and, if necessary, industrial action. The support for action against the pay cap was expressed by the unions Unite, GMB, Unison, PCS, and others at the annual conference of the British Trades Union Congress. The commitment to fight the 1% pay cap comes after the government indicated that it might increase the pay of police and firefighters, but the unions want all public employees to receive decent wage increases after years of austerity. Dave Prentice is the president of Unison.
We must not fall into their trap. It's a trap we must avoid. We stand together or we fall together. We need unity, one plan of action, to demand real pay rises for every public servant. You are committing your unions to coordinating campaigning activities. And if it all fails, joint ballots for joint industrial action.
Another union which supported a motion at the TUC Congress to campaign against the pay cap was Unite.
President Conference, Gail Cartmell, Unite, speaking in support of Composite 9. Conference, what's so galling about the government's public sector pay policy is the rank duplicity of their rhetoric. We've been told that public sector workers have gold-plated terms and conditions and that their pay should be capped to help private sector prosper. But we know that that's complete and absolute nonsense, and in fact the exact opposite has happened, with public sector pay policy contaminating the wider economy. Cutting public sector pay has sucked out demand, added to the woes in the private sector during and following the 2008 crisis and recession. Enough is enough. We will organise, we will mobilise, we will win.
Mark Sawatka is the General Secretary of the Union PCS.
So our message is simple. Scrap the cap and we all deserve a pay rise. Every public sector worker deserves a pay rise of at least 5% to keep up with inflation and to make up some of the money that we have lost. We have a united demand. Pay rises for everybody, scrap the cap, but we've now got to do something about it. I'm proud to announce that my union last week agreed that we are balloting every single public sector member in PCS between the 9th of October and the 6th of November. We're asking them two questions. Do they agree the cap should be scrapped? And if the government failed to do it in the budget, are they prepared to take industrial action? And you know what we're going to do? We're going to analyse the result by workplace, by branch and employer, and then flood resources in where we need to ensure when we have a legal ballot, we can win. Support support the pay lobby, support the demonstrations, but wouldn't it be great if we all had consultative ballots in the run-up to the budget to give May and Hammond something to think of, and if they don't scrap the cap and give rises to, them, to us all, we will take united, coordinated strike action and to defeat this government and put money in our members' pay packets.
Two global unions, Uni and Industrial, are urging clothing brands to sign on to a new Bangladesh fire and safety accord. The original accord was created after the Rana Plaza accident in 2013, which killed 1,200 mainly young women garment workers and injured another 2,400. A renewed accord is to come into effect in May 2018. I talked to Jenny Holcroft about the new accord. Ms. Holcroft is an Assistant General Secretary of Industrial. I asked her what was new in the accord which will be coming into effect in 2018.
When we negotiated a follow-up accord, we tried to take the opportunity to fix up some of the things that we'd learned the first time around. So there's a few kind of adjustments to the way that we go about things, very minor issues. But we also took the opportunity to introduce some elements that we felt were needed to take the accord work further and to really be able to fulfill the mandate that was created by the original accord. And one of the key areas from the trade union perspective is to include an element of freedom of association. I think, as most people know, the situation towards freedom of association in Bangladesh is particularly poor, and the unions on the ground are constantly facing very strong employer opposition, and we often see headlines around union leaders being sacked or beaten up or worse. So what we felt with the accord, of course, is not only about the physical safety of the factories, it's also about creating a culture of safety in the factories. And to do that, you need to have the involvement of workers. Now, to have workers genuinely involved in ensuring their own safety in the factories, they need to be protected in an environment where raising complaints or raising issues can very easily get you fired. So we believe that the issue of freedom of association and the protection of trade union rights is absolutely inherently connected to the issue of worker empowerment around health and safety in the factories. So the new accord has an element of that, which recognizes the role of freedom of association in enabling workers to better protect their own safety.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labour Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 300 news stories added to our site every day last week. Our top stories section included links to stories about the lack of action 5 years after 260 Pakistani workers died in a garment factory fire. The effort by global union BWI to reduce fatalities on Olympic building sites, and the start of mass protests over French labor law reform proposals. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Kenyan university faculty were again forced to cancel classes in an effort to get the government to honor a collective agreement signed in 2013. Airport service workers continued their strike as Swissport used untrained scabs to handle baggage and move aircraft around Canada's biggest and busiest airport. American nuclear weapons workers continued their strike over healthcare costs. French air traffic controllers struck for a day as they joined in the opposition to the French government's proposed so-called reforms of that country's labor laws. Nigerian healthcare workers were again out in an effort to force the payment of wages owed to them for months. Administrative workers at an American Pension and Benefits Administration company continued their wage and benefits dispute. Workers who stock cash machines in Australia were off the job as they pressed their wage demands. And in the UK, the months-long wage collection dispute looked to continue into the new year. The Health and Safety Newswire, we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about five miners trapped underground in South Africa, a new health and safety ad campaign in Australia, and conditions on Canadian farms worked by migrant labor. Currently, Labor Start is running five online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.